Well, somebody else who has a little bit of a voice, David Arredondo, joins us this morning. David, did you have another watch party last night? Was that
we did. Thank you very much, and good morning, you guys, for having me on. We did at Mulligan's, which has been our modus operandi, and last night we had our biggest crowd ever. Had to be more than 60 people coming and going during the course of the evening. Very enthusiastic group of Trump supporters. And full disclosure, I am a nominee for Marco Rubio, but in my role as vice chair of the Lorain County Republican Party, we are totally neutral and we support all candidates. So our debate watch parties are open to all candidates.
David, last night prior to the main event, I saw some advertisements, some paid commercials on TV. The first one I saw had Jeb Bush's campaign taking swings at Marco Rubio. Then in the next break, there was a Marco Rubio commercial taking yeah. swings at Jeb Bush.
Right.
And then
right.
last night, there was a whole lot of Trump versus Cruz. What's going on here? You know, why is Rubio, for example, going after Bush? Why is Bush going after Rubio?
Well, you have your inside group of candidates and you have your outside group of candidates. On the inside group, you have Kasich, Christie, and of course, Rubio. And on the outside group, you have Carson, Trump, Cruz. So those folks are essentially... that's the voter that they're reaching out to. They're reaching out to each other's voters. So Cruz and Carson and Trump are, you know, big rivals, and Bush and Christie and Kasich and Rubio, they're fighting for similar voters.
In all of the post-debate analysis, even this morning, I haven't heard word one about Ben Carson, not mentioned in any of these.
Right, and that's because his persona is fading. People realize that he's not going to be the candidate, and they also realize that when it comes down to foreign affairs and the nuances of government, that Ben is not as sharp as the others. And that's very telling on these debate stages. I don't recall, but there was a question. I think it had to do with foreign policy, and he really looked like a deer in the headlights look on him, and he really didn't answer the question at all. He diverted to something else. So Carson may not be a player much longer.
Are there any more debates coming up before the caucus?
Oh, yes. 2 weeks from yesterday, of January the 28th, there's going to be another debate. I'm not sure of the location, but I believe CNN is doing that debate. And it'll be interesting to see what the field is. If you notice, they winnowed it down to seven, and Carly and Rand Paul and Huckabee were not on that stage. They were on the undercard, although Rand Paul refused to be on that. But... it will be interesting to see if seven people or six people or five people. Quite frankly, I think that it's really come down to four serious contenders, and that would be Trump and Cruz and Rubio and either Kasich or Christie.
I'm looking at the Republicans' GOP site, GOP.com. They list the Iowa on January 28th at the Iowa Events Center, and they're saying that it'll be on the on the Fox News channel. At least that's what they have.
Fox News. Okay, Fox has it.
Point.
Good.
Of course, tomorrow on Sunday, NBC will have the Democrats. They'll be doing that on NBC on Sunday night. Why do some of these, and maybe you know this, you'll have different channels having this, some of them are more available to the public than others. Is this just how things work out, or is there some strategy behind it?
I don't know. It could very well be that there is a strategy to it, but you know, the Democrats, for what it's worth, two observations. Number one, the polling shows that Carson and Clinton are tightening up and that he has a lead in a big lead in New Hampshire, and he's not too far behind in Iowa. The other thing is, it befuddles me why they go up against NFL football and other events that diminish their viewership, and maybe they don't want people to watch because it's not a good product.
You have a lot of the candidates showing up on non-traditional, or I saw Hillary Clinton doing things on Ellen, on other shows. She was doing things last night on Jimmy Fallon. You'll have Trump on different things like that. How important do you think that is to the candidate, and what do you, as somebody who's really involved in some of the politics, get from some of those appearances? And why
it's all about FaceTime. It's getting your face, your name, your message out. You do it in some of the non-conventional ways to be able to get to voters who aren't necessarily tuned into politics, who aren't going to watch Fox News or MSNBC. And so it's a great advantage for you to be on some of these shows.
We're talking this morning with David Arredondo with a little bit of a recap of last night's debate that took place. You mentioned how you were a delegate for Rubio. Is that?
I'm a nominee.
Nominee. Tell me, what does that mean, and how does that process work now going forward for you?
Well, what is very important, and I would say the most important element in this race, is not the polls. It's not the who won or who lost. It's actual votes. And the votes, we mean not popular votes, but the votes that develop into delegates. And so there are going to be a number of caucuses and elections before March the 15th in which the delegates are apportioned based on vote. So if Donald gets 30% of the vote from now until March 15th, he will only get 30% of the delegates. Doesn't matter if he wins the majority of or plurality in the state. After March 15th, there's going to be a winner take all, and this is where Ohio, Illinois, I believe Michigan are going to begin that process whereby if Marco Rubio wins the plurality of the vote in the state of Ohio on the March 15th, and I will be a delegate at the convention to vote for Marco Rubio. So that's basically it. It's all about the delegates. Don't pay attention to the other noise, and we'll see who wins.
Well, we've pretty much, I guess, then got 2 months. We got from now to March 15th for us related in Ohio to sort of see how things shake out, and it'll be a whole different picture from what it is right here on January 15th. That's for sure.
In 1 month, it's going to change a lot. March 1st is going to be a big primary day throughout the South. And, today is January 15th, two months from today. We will probably see a different landscape. And I expect that there'll be some, good delegates spread out between Rubio and Cruz and Trump.
David Arredondo joining us this morning to give a take on last night's debate, and we'll have you on again as this kind of further goes along, and we'll see how things shake out for different candidates. We appreciate your time this morning, David.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.